The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
And you see demons.
I see the group of demons.
You see demons coming from the other direction. You see several different kinds of demons.
That's cool. What?
I feel
do
like
wizard shit.
That's I'm reading the spell.
I feel like we were just talking about this.
150 foot range, so that's not a problem. It's a 60 foot radius. I just want to make sure I don't hit any of the
you can
civilians.
You can line it up.
I would like you to make constitution saving throws. However many you got to do.
He's picked up about 5 dice so far. Do you need some more?
No, I just got this one.
Mm-hmm. I just got to see what's got what saves.
You guys aren't in it, so I can do it now. It's not.
Hey, those are great rolls for you, Lucas. So I see lots of small numbers from my side.
I got 116. Okay.
Just want to make sure that you're paying attention to that.
116 is a massive save.
Is 16 high enough to save?
No.
Okay. Then they all the first rank side. Failed.
Oh, those guys are included. Got it. I'm following you now. I didn't realize those guys were included.
The big ball of pain.
The next two missed.
Did you put it down, Grady?
Enough that it doesn't hit the civilians.
I got to redo that. First Minotaur there, it's not actually a Minotaur, but it's a 16. That's still a fail.
Oh, he's rolling with it.
That's a nat 20 for that one. That one passed.
A nat 20 fails.
You did explain the size of that radius.
60 foot radius.
Okay.
He's all right.
You're still going to take half on a fail, so. Yeah, half on a success, I mean.
So 23
that
for the guy in the back.
So two successes, everything else failed?
Correct.
Cool. It's going to be... Does it specify the type of damage?
Yes, it does. It's necrotic.
It is 8d6 necrotic.
You should tell him the name of the spell.
Oh, sorry. I am casting Circle of Death.
Nice.
What a lovely Circle of Death. Okay, now bye-bye then.
What a lovely Ring of Death.
It's the most successful spell he's cast so far. Like, I also like the idea that my Mr. Magoo wizard just sort of just got, you know, it's the thing, the one wizard. Yeah, blam.
I sneezed. That's what happened.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Hoo-choo! And then all of a sudden the Circle of Death appears. It was entirely unintentional. But like
36.
The first rank drops. It was 5.
All right. That qualifies.
I don't even need to write down their hit points.
Half on a success, so whatever succeeded takes half.
I'm trying to
one
figure out.
One of these
out.
Guys did fail, though, right?
Yeah, one of them took 36, theoretically, unless they have resistance.
Also true.
That guy took 36, the other two took 18. Correct. Solid, Lucas.
I did wizard shit.
You did do wizard shit.
I have a lot of good spells that are, like, a good radius. The problem is you guys are always usually in there.
Right, because we fight melee.
I know. And I don't have anything that can, like...
There are plenty of spells that don't just explode in a radius.
Yeah. But I can't, like, avoid you when I do it. That's the problem.
Right, because you're just launching aerial attacks. Does it do anything else besides all that cool shit? Does it do any cool other cool shit?
No. Don't believe so. It is a sphere of negative energy ripples out in 60-foot radius. Each creature in the area makes con save. 8d6 necrotic on a failed or half on a success. That's literally it.
What little spell is it?
It's a level 6.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's a level 6 and you don't get anything else?
I mean, if you go up one, if you cast it as a 7th, it gets two extra d6.
It's a fireball. 66?
8.
So it's literally no different than a fireball other than it's necrotic.
Besides the
besides
size
the save.
Of the yeah. And no, the size of the radius.
The size of the radius is bigger.
60-foot radius versus a 30-foot radius.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
You probably see it's a 60-foot radius? You probably see the mushrooms on this side of the wall just shrivel.
That's why I was asking if he explained the size of the radius.
Said it like three times. I don't.
No, you did, and I did. It didn't register with me.
No, it didn't to me either. I just figured, you know.
So
I presumed Lucas mathed the words wrong.
Yeah, I heard 60 feet, and I assumed 60 feet across. Not
that's why I was like
120.
You realize
feet.
He's throwing this thing 60 feet behind the front line.
So I don't know. If there's
so if
anything,
there's anything else
back
there, it's probably getting hit as well.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's not something I can hold up. It's just an instant boom.
It's a really big bada boom.
It's
though.
A good boom.
It was a good boom. The guys who fell, those kind of looked like dumpy demon dogs.
Sure.
Right.
You're enough of a wizard, you'd know those are dretches. the next rank, they charge straight at you.
That's probably fair.
Yeah. And they've got the movement to get to you.
Well, I was trying to think of a bonus action, because I could have bonused out of there with my face up.
Yes, that's yes.
Are you going to do that?
That's the move, Lucas.
Probably.
Well, then you should do that.
You should do it before it's their turn.
I can actually poof 30 feet back to where I started.
Let's do that.
Maybe don't do it in front of all of us.
When you reverse it, can you fix my character?
You're not reversing time. You're walking backwards.
Hey, Lucas, you should do 60 feet not as the main target in front of all your other guys. So you should go 30 feet like...
Left or right? Out there?
Yeah.
Well, diagonally.
Like diagonal?
Yeah. Just put me, whatever's
where?
30. Towards me.
From here, just, 30 feet back this way?
Sure. I'm
close
hidden.
Enough.
You can't see me.
I'm is there a hole in the wall?
Right no, there? I okay. just can't reach that far.
Okay.
Sure. I'll go hide behind that wall. Poof, standing right in front of an open hallway.
I'll just say, tactically, we need to know how far the wall goes.
I mean, technically, Lucas isn't standing in the middle of all these mushrooms anymore because he just wiped them out.
Yeah.
I should be able to super glue that back on.
Yeah, you should.
We'll see if you need
to. Such a beautiful snap, though. Like, just clean
it's
off
perfect.
The fucking
One,
base.
Two, it's not even jagged.
Fuck your
like, it's perfect.
Yeah, no, it's solid.
Sweet. Move the minotaurs up.
How far?
To these guys.
No.
Nope, not that one.
No, sorry.
He's not a minotaur.
And these guys aren't actually minotaurs either. But they kind of look like demonic centaurs.
Close enough.
I'm looking at Jeff's sheet.
Can
the art is very cool.
I was going to say, can you at least show us a photo of it and fold it so we don't see the stats?
This guy.
Yeah. That's cool.
Who's a little goat guy? He's cool too.
The Goatman. Virginia Goatman.
It's called a Bullazow.
Really?
They've got some really cool demons in Mordenkainen's.
Yeah. That's a good book. I haven't read large chunks of it, but it's a good book.
So I do pain, pop back out, and I go, I did wizard shit.
Yeah, and you see these guys get run down.
Well, I tried.
How did that one die? The one that's farther away.
It was 10 feet away.
Right, but what are they doing? Immerse me, you dickhead.
They pushed him.
You see this one run up and attack with hooves. Literally
so they,
run this
right,
one down.
Trample. Got it.
Serrated tail whips forward and...
Ooh. See? I would not have expected that.
And claws.
So no weapons.
So three attacks. At least on a charge.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a charge plus the two attacks or the claw's tail.
Right, yeah.
Troy.
Metagame.
It's not a metagame.
No, you're observing the fight.
What I'm wondering, because that's why I'm wondering how that one died. Did it get stabbed with a lance? Did it, you know, did he walk up and shoot a fireball out of his navel? I don't know.
Yeah, shoot fireballs at it.
Something tells me fire is not the thing to kill demons.
Oh.
Holy fire?
How's the one that took the full damage look?
Looks hurt.
I assume these guys look beefy.
Well, I mean, they looked beefy from the picture, but just curious how much. I mean, it's a good chunk of damage.
They're 20 feet apart, right?
They're 10 feet apart.
Because technically they occupy that full square.
Yeah, he's there.
Okay. But yeah, he's kind of straddling on the line, so. Okay. Even better.
Even better.
Can I have another Constitution saving throw, please?
Can you see them?
Can't you see?
Yes.
make sure
what are you doing?
A sight issue.
Testing a spell.
I understand that.
We're not going to tell you until you fail. That's the fun part.
For the audience.
They'll know.
Oh, it's two good rolls.
19.
Yeah, that'll pass. So...
one fail, one pass.
Yeah, number one failed, number two passed.
Roll your damage.
Shatter. Not great.
Roll higher.
Yeah, it's about as shitty as you can get. Six.
You any of those bonus
six
plus,
damage?
You any of those bonus plus five things you can give yourself for something for damage?
I don't think it counts.
Why is your dog going crazy?
Because they just delivered medical supplies for Declan.
Gotcha.
They had an issue with the order not being put in. He literally would run out of food like at noon tomorrow if they didn't deliver.
Do you want to wait a moment until she stops?
Eight.
Shouldn't be picked up.
Thunder damage.
Thunder. Bonuses? Oh, yeah, you got that deal. I think you're on a bush.
Okay, stay on a bush then.
You're just giving yourself cover?
Or a mushroom
cover. Kinda. I think it's a dex save, right?
I don't know. What is it? I don't know what you loaded it with. Was that you?
Yes. Dex save, please.
From both?
Yes.
I got a feeling he put a fireball in there.
25.
Fuck you.
25.
They get advantage on dex saves?
No, they get advantage against spells.
Oh.
I was going to say, it seems like everything, so.
I wasn't paying attention to what you've been rolling.
Good numbers.
Well, that informs what I'm going to do. They have advantage against magic.
35.
35, almost. So 17.
Yeah,
I thought so.
Gross. What kind of damage was that?
Fire.
Fire?
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
Nope.
So I need to burn a 6-little slot. Okay.
Thanks for reminding me about a mark.
What's up next? Can you move that one over here to the wall?
From the windows?
No, there's no windows down here.
That, I'm worried about that one. Let's see.
It's a little slower.
It is slower.
That's not...
But you haven't really gotten a look at it.
I didn't get a good look at it?
Make me a perception check.
Oh.
Okay.
Not really.
Nope.
No,
it's
four on the die, so...
I was busy
from where
casting
you were
a
looking,
spell.
From where you were, she looked kind of hot.
Sweet.
Hey, baby.
Schroeder, you're up.
I reach over and cast haste.
My man.
Kira,
yep.
For people at home.
And then I cast Shillelagh.
Okay.
And then I start running forward.
You start running forward?
Correct.
How far?
Until he hits that mushroom and bounces back.
Yeah, right there.
Right here?
Did
or
not
back
specify.
One?
That right there is good.
Right there.
Yep.
Coming through.
Because I never remember exactly what haste does, so I need to see it so I can properly.
You have a player's handbook sitting there.
Yeah, I know. It's just easier to consult the card.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. I did.
That's all three.
All three.
Okay. You guys hear an awful buzzing.
Oh my.
I'm assuming that's okay.
No.
Position wise. I need constitution saves from
assume it's me.
Grady,
yep.
Schroeder, and Troy.
That should be good enough.
I'm within range of whatever you're doing?
Yep.
18.
19.
Good, good.
6.
Not good.
6.
It's probably coming back.
I have advantage.
Yeah. I don't know what Jeff is doing, but I have an idea.
You see Ertland just fall down.
He's conscious.
Doesn't look like it.
So then I take this back?
What?
I am no longer hasted, I presume.
Yeah, that is true.
I can tell you right now, this combat is not in the book. This smells like a Jeff combat.
Is haste concentration?
Yes.
I mean, if he's unconscious, he can't concentrate on this.
I understand that. That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Within 30 feet of the chasm, he must succeed on a DC 12 constitution save or fall unconscious for 10 minutes. Oh.
The tokens that you put behind Troy and I, are those things?
They are things. They are... Actually, Kira remembers one of these.
Oh, I do?
From the prison break in Velkenvelve.
Ah, of course I remember.
For the audience, though.
Kind of.
Did I have a son at that point?
A son.
We had one, at least.
You,
it's been a long time since we started this game.
This is a humanoid mosquito-type creature. It looks like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
The beating of its wings creates a droning sound. Grady.
Yep.
It's going to attack you.
Coward. That doesn't look good from here.
Nope, it's only an 11 to hit.
Negative.
Troy, it's going to attack you. Crit.
Ouch.
Hit.
I think
creature
I remember
takes.
This sucking people's blood.
What's the number?
Huh? It's a nat 20, so it hits.
I know.
Okay.
And I expect you to try and roll
know,
a one
for
the
wrong.
I know
that you cast shield
wouldn't be a
shield,
problem.
But so you take...
Adamantine against crit.
That could be worse.
Wait a minute.
16 piercing damage.
Time out.
I am.
Are you made
yeah,
of adamantine? Then it negates the crit.
Huh?
The adamantine armor that he had?
Adamantine armor negates crits. It's just a hit.
So okay.
Four.
That's fine. I didn't double the damage. So
what's the number?
That's 14 points of piercing damage.
What's the hit number?
Oh, it's a 20. It's an automatic hit if you roll a natural 20.
Okay.
You just don't take the crit
damage. You don't
damage.
Take the crit damage, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 14 points?
14 points of piercing damage.
You're welcome. I thought for some reason you mentioned adamantine, but I couldn't remember.
Oh, shit.
God damn.
That's a much better roll.
Jesus, fuck. I see 21 with four dice.
26 points of necrotic damage.
Gross.
And the hit points target, or the hit
max.
The target's hit point maximum is reduced by an amount equal to the necrotic damage taken.
So 16 points necrotic, you said?
26.
26.
I hope you have something that can kill that.
Grady, you're up.
Rage.
Okay.
We will see.
I'm going to go ahead and presume, unless you allow me, that Dawnbringer's already lit. I'm going to presume there's no reason why I would have brought Dawnbringer lit through a portal.
Yeah, walking out of Araj, you wouldn't have had it lit.
I would have had no idea that I was walking into combat.
Right.
So I'm going to use my bonus action to rage.
Okay.
I am going to attack the mosquito in front of me because it's right there. So I just like the idea that I've got both hand axes just right here on my belt.
Yeah,
so
you
like,
can draw them.
I just lean the, you know, I lean the pole arm back and just whip out an axe and try and clang it
you
in the head.
Just jam it into the ground and leave it standing there waiting.
Nope, not quite. I want to keep it in my hand.
Oh, okay. I thought you were pulling both hand axes.
No, I'll just pull one of them. I don't suppose Cody remembers actually fighting these things, do I? They were just present, weren't they?
You kind of ran past it, yes. You let the drow stand there and fight it.
So I have no idea.
You guys actually fought one in Neverlight Grove, too.
Okay. All right. Raging, hand axe. I will Reckless and Great Weapon Master for the first attack.
Okay.
So that would be minus 5, so my roll's plus 4. 16 to hit?
That'll hit.
Perfect. D6 plus 5. Lucas.
Yes?
Oh, I forgot Lucas. Make a constitution save.
Well, you didn't have me do it before.
because I forgot off. You were standing over there.
Hand off the bonus.
I can't
you
see.
Broke
your...
my fucking.
I know.
Character.
I can't see your figure.
He's invisible.
He's safe. Sorry, we're not retconning this.
Constitution safe.
Against what kind of?
You don't have advantage.
Depends on what it is. What is it?
It's not for concentrating on a spell.
It's not what I'm asking. I have something with charms and something else. Shit, what's that at?
No, it's not charm.
Where is that?
It's charm and enchantment. As an elf.
Yeah. Do you need
something like
do you
that.
Want to move out of okay. combat with that thing?
Sorry, con save?
Yep.
Nope.
You fall unconscious.
Cool.
Fuck.
No.
I really would like to move you now, because we've got two party members unconscious.
Well, I'm down, so does it matter?
Can I use my superiority die? It's good, Lucas.
Lucas replaced his base with his broken character and is now prone.
Who cannot stand.
Can I use my superiority die to move the...
Shield Guardian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we
half its,
move it?
Half its speed.
You want me to move it over there so maybe it can wake one of these fuckers up?
Oh, he's sitting right next to him.
That is true.
Ertlan already.
Hold on. All right. I'll yell at the one remaining dwarf who's out here.
This one?
Can I count him as an ally?
Yes.
I'm going to scream, get the fuck out of here and get help. So that gives me my D8. He gets half his movement, I believe. Which isn't much, I know, but no. Maybe it helps him a little. D8 plus D6 plus 15. Am I missing? Or plus, yeah, D8 plus D6 plus 15.
You can pretty much assume that you guys have drawn the ire of these things at this point.
Yeah, no, but, you know, I figured commanding him to get some help would be nice.
I may have pissed him off.
20 damage on that hit.
20 damage to number one.
Yep. Still up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know how squishy these things were. I didn't remember if we fought them or not, or if it was something we ran by. Same thing. That is that's a 16. So I think a 16 hit before. So 16 plus numbers, as Lucas would say.
Correct.
D6 plus.
Aren't you a plus 10?
Well, I have to subtract as well, because I take 5 off the hit. 16 damage. So 36 total, I think, is what I did. 20 and then 16.
Oh, nice. I think this is the only one that does not have resistance to non-magical weapons.
They're adamantine, if that helps, but I don't know that they're magical.
Right. This one does not have resistance against non-magical. So
gotcha.
You're good. Your damage is going through.
Okay. Fuck. I don't really want to blow my entire load right now, do I? No, I don't have anything left.
Might want to wait until the big guy comes around the corner.
Okay, I'm hoping that... yeah, I think that's... yeah, that's my turn. Fuck.
Can you tell that I'm tired of giving you guys the shitty encounters that are in the
book?
Yeah,
no, 100%. It's a good one. Were they invisible, or did they...
They flew down.
Oh, okay. So they were already present, we just didn't see them.
Correct.
Actually, I have movement left, right?
Yes.
5, 10, 15, 20. I'm going to go over there and kick Lucas.
You going to take an op attack?
You will.
I'm a goddamn barbarian. Bring it, you bitch.
I'm a fucking demon.
I walk over there and kick Lucas in the head.
Do I have to make a roll or anything?
16?
No.
I think? Yes.
Basically, 18.
Yeah, that is a 10. So
these are large creatures, right?
Correct.
Does my kicking Lucas in the head wake him up?
Roll an attack.
I'm going to recklessly attack.
I'm prone, so you get advantage.
I'm already rolling advantage.
Whatever.
Triple stamp and double stamp. I rolled a 14 and a 19, so
yeah,
I hit him.
That'll hit him. You're raging. Did you take the minus 5?
You're legitimately trying to fucking kill me, you cunt. 100%. That's a D4 from a kick, right?
No, it's 1 point plus strength and whatever you get for...
I want to punish Lucas, but that seems a little unfair to deal with.
It really
Mike.
Does.
It's 1 plus strength plus your rage.
1 plus strength would be 5 points of damage.
Plus your rage. So 7.
Right.
7 points of damage and you're awake.
It's the least possible damage that he could do.
It, yes, it is.
It's either that or sleep for 10 minutes.
Ouch, kabibble. What was that for?
Get the fuck up. I'm going to like Lucas a lot better as a wizard if he... Thanks for replacing your broken pawn with your base. You haven't stood up yet, though, unless it's your turn.
And I'm at the top of the order.
The dretches are all dead, so it goes to Lucas.
Now you can replace
your base. Half my movement to stand up.
Yep.
Okay. Make a con save.
Oh, no, it... It's not on their turn?
No. It's when you enter it or when you start your turn.
See you in 5 points.
Oh, that's kind of shitty. I don't like that ruling, Jeff.
Yeah, me either.
If he had actually passed the save, he'd be immune. But you woke him up.
Rolled an 18.
Perfect.
Am I keep rolling, or is that a one time?
Nope,
is it only
one time. One
time.
Hey,
Lucas.
You're immune for 24 hours.
So, what?
You like animation films?
Yeah.
You familiar with Pixar?
Pretty familiar.
You ever seen the movie about the robot?
What, Wall-E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like to elaborate? Because I don't. It's kind of a sad movie.
It's sad the same way that Idiocracy is sad.
Yeah.
No, I was going to ask you if you had a wall spell. If you're a useful wizard or if you just go straight for damage.
I am. I don't know that I have.
Sorry, that went over my head.
I wasn't sure what the fuck you were hitting.
I have a wall spell, but it's not a useful wall spell in this instance.
Mine is not prepped.
Because we can
I have Wall of Force, but it's not prepped.
Perfect.
I mean, who knew we were going to fight giant hornets?
That's not what I'm worried about.
They're also not hornets.
I have
molders.
We could divide the room, fight half of Jeff's fight, then fight the other half after we wake the cleric up. I need another goddamn beer.
But I like where your head's at.
Yeah, like a wizard.
You know what? I'm just. I don't know. I don't even know anymore. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, because Jeff set you up right there to just throw a wall and cut this fight in half.
I don't have a wall to throw, man.
Didn't figure.
Yeah. Man, because if he could throw that across that hallway in his 10 minutes, let them fucking
I could throw gravity sinkhole and pull them back. Does that help?
The whole point was we could wall them up and then run if we wanted to.
Yeah. Can still run.
Nope, you're kind of. You would seal yourself in this fungus room.
We can travel via
pipes. You can cut across the hallway.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you could.
Just run it right this way. Run it right this way, seal them off, and then wait for dwarven reinforcements that are down the hallway. Most wall spells are what, 10 minutes? A couple of them are a minute if they're damaging, but... Wall of stone or some shit, wall it off. I don't want to do it that high.
Well, you only got eyes on the locust things, right?
Yeah.
So nuke the shit closest to you.
I'll do magic missile at a... Let's do a fourth level. Just try to beat the shit out of it.
At what?
This one.
Okay.
Well, he hit it. I mean, how's it look? He did a little bit of damage to it, right?
He did decent damage.
Does it look like shit? Does it look like it's dying?
No.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
What?
I'm just mathing.
Mathing what?
It's over your head.
He's crunching the numbers, Lucas. So
it should be... Is it 6 darts? Is that right?
I don't know. What level?
What does it say?
It's level 4.
Yes, that'd be 6.
I might need to borrow some d4s. I can't see all this. 4 of them. Jesus. 2, 4. It's not great damage.
All right, roll 2 more. Add 6.
18.
It's got to be a cantrip bonus action.
I don't have a cantrip bonus
action. Yeah, I know. Exciting. No.
I hit it with a really shitty magic missile.
Cool.
Can we pay for Lucas to have more good spells?
I mean, magic missile's not bad. It just rolled terrible.
Yeah, it's a first level spell, dude.
That's why I was just trying to hit it.
The demonic centaur things come charging in. They're both going to go after the iron giant thing.
The shield guardian.
Shield guardian, thank you. The Armonites.
Ooh, late game. I didn't think about that. Sox are playing on the West Coast, so the game's just getting ready to start.
They both get three attacks each, one with hooves.
Oh, so they do get three attacks.
That's a crit.
It's a giant. He's made of adamantine, too.
Nope. Doesn't count.
You gave him pause. I'll give you that.
19 points of damage on the first. The claws are coming at it. That's a 17.
Oh, sorry. One second. I forgot what it's...
It's okay. I don't remember either.
17 hits.
17 hits. It's 10 points of damage. And the serrated tail whips around. 18 hits, and that is D10s. 18 points of damage. The second one's going to go through the same thing. Hooves, 19 to hit.
They'll kill the Shield Guardian.
7, 12 points of damage. Claws, 19 for 8 points of damage. And the serrated tail on the last one is 27 to hit for 20 damage.
They almost killed the Shield Guardian, I bet, just by my rough guess.
142.
No. I mean, a significant amount.
Shield Guardian's got 142.
Is he bloodied?
That's more than half, right?
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. That.
Troy, you're up.
Jeff wants to kill us.
No, I think Jeff's just tired of boring combats, which I agree. Fucking D&D writes shitty combats.
The last combat wasn't boring.
That's because
that
I wasn't wrote it.
Jeff wrote it. There's no way that D&D did that two-stage fight that way. There ain't no fucking way. Yeah. D&D doesn't do that.
I feel like this would be a lot harder had those five guys not died.
No, I mean, they're fodder. You did, like, that's what that spell is used for. Like, that's a perfect execution. You took five creatures off the battlefield. But ultimately, this fight is us four versus these three. That's the fight Jeff wanted. The fodder's in the way.
Five.
I'm not worried about those things in the back. Maybe I should be, but I'm not yet.
I mean, you did your damage and he did another 18.
I can make you go deaf, but he's two so different ones.
25 to hit.
What's hitting what?
He did all the damage.
I'm hitting
on
that
one guy.
Your oh,
damage
okay.
And
with
Lucas's damage.
With a spear.
A spear.
I can make Kira go deaf so she can't hear the drone.
What'd you get?
25.
Oh yeah, that hits.
How much damage did Lucas do?
18.
18. I rolled almost all twos.
12.
36.
12
I mean,
points
you're rolling
of damage.
A D4, man. What do you expect?
That's not even. We're not even at 50 hit. 50. We're just over 50. No, I'm more worried about these three.
Anything else?
You and I got to plug the gap. You get the fuck up.
I can't do it on my own.
I'll work on that. You ever been kicked in the head before?
It's only 7
Boot
points.
To the head!
I like the idea that she come over and it's like, get up! And then she kicks him and blood goes everywhere. It's like, a little much. Please be diving into your spell book for interesting spells to use.
Shield Guardian is going to attack.
I can only have certain ones prepared per day, right?
Yes. Well, just be thinking about... Okay, so they are holding the gap right now, right, Jeff?
17 plus stuff.
Sorry. I need to look at that.
17, actually. Yes.
this is going to be important.
Pick one. One or two?
Which one?
Wisdom, chainsaw. These two.
Are beasts that are brutal.
Okay.
For... That's 14.
Okay.
Does an 18 hit?
Yes.
11.
Has it been to your round yet, Schroeder?
No.
Question.
Yes.
Which one?
So this thing technically soaks up half my damage.
Yeah.
Does that include... So that means it would have that necrotic damage. So that means it would have... The amount I would lose off my max then too, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Because I did not figure that out.
I forgot about that.
I didn't realize that was a thing it did.
Yeah, he didn't take advantage of it that much.
He didn't need it. He has like 24 AC when he's conscious.
What?
He was talking about how the shield guardian actually deflects damage.
Oh, yeah.
There's really no need for it because you don't get hit all that often. But a shield guardian should be a defensive thing, not an offensive thing. We use it as an offensive thing because you didn't need the shield part.
Right.
Really, the shield part would play really well for, like, Lucas.
Yes.
Cool. Oh, you see this... You see a fairly attractive woman, except for the snake body.
Wait, where'd she come in?
Come around. She came around here.
There's not enough space there.
Yeah, there is.
Where?
There's a 5-foot space right there.
She occupies greater than 5-foot space.
Which doesn't really matter.
Okay.
I mean, she can pass through her ally's square to get through.
I know. I'm just not happy with it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I think I'm about to like this a lot less.
Yeah. And as she moves in, she raises all 6 arms.
Yeah.
And has swords in each of them.
She's here to kill me.
I didn't care which one of you she went after, but...
No. But I know what you're doing. She's here to kill me.
Oh, shit.
What, bud? In a minute, I'm getting attacked.
Did your shield guardian move?
Arms. On
no.
your turn?
Wait.
You can come see Jeff's picture if you want. She's got a lot of swords.
Hmm? Your shield guardian didn't do anything on your turn?
Yeah, he attacked.
Oh. Okay.
That's what I oh shit it about.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say anything. Okay. Sword number 1. That is... Where is it? 19.
Nice PJs, bud.
That's a yes.
I mean, it hits unless... I was trying to think if there's another bonus, but otherwise it hits. I'm thinking of haste.
9 points.
4.
Which you get to cut in half.
Yep.
Second. That's a crit.
I'm immune to crits.
You didn't get that armor.
I block it with my adamantine
axe.
You don't 15
roll
a, points
you have to roll
of damage.
A parry. Do you remember that? How that works for Chudvang?
Nope.
You gotta spend
he's
points.
He's out of points.
You gotta spend points. You got any points to spend, you're done.
It's 18.
Yep.
Seventeen points of damage.
8.
Yeah, I'm letting you cut this shit in half. 21 to hit.
You said those two big guys hit like a truck?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Those two big guys hit like a truck?
Oh, yeah.
12 points of damage?
6.
How many attacks is that?
That's 5, I think.
Okay.
Hold on. The last attack was 6, or was 12, right?
Correct.
6, okay. We're going... I'm trying to cut it in half, and you keep rolling, so I'm just making sure I don't want to miss
no,
one,
you,
so we're good.
You tell
we're
me, good. Tell yeah, me to ahead. Stop if you need.
Yeah, no, I'm good now.
6th sword was it was 25 to hit. 7 plus 4 is 11 points of damage.
Okay.
And then her tail whips at you.
Thing looks pretty nasty.
That's 27 to hit.
Okay.
And where are the right dice? 11 points of damage and you're grappled.
You suck.
Yeah, that's it. Schroeder, you're up.
Do I get a roll?
No. Cool.
Thanks, asshole.
Turtle farts and is asleep.
Troy, that thing is gonna come at you again. It's an 18 to hit.
Nope.
The other Kazmay is gonna come at you, Lucas.
Cool. Oh shit! How far away is it, Lucas? Is it 5 feet from me?
Yeah.
Can't tell from
sure
me.
Sure is.
It pings Sentinel.
Okay. It gets its attack, but you'll get yours.
Yeah. Oh, I hit him.
That's a 14.
Is my great weapon master?
It meets.
That meets.
Does my Great Weapon Master ping off that?
You know what? Screw it. I'll cast Shield.
Okay. So
that's not a bad
it misses.
Idea.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Do I get the minus five for plus 10 on an off attack?
If you want it, yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, I didn't know
you
if
are,
I had to
You are them. Rolling recklessly.
Yeah, yeah, I already did.
Okay.
I just didn't know if I
you
should
can,
be...
You can decide that on a per hit basis.
Okay. I didn't know if an op attack counted for that or
yes.
not. If it had to be
yes.
my main attacks.
It's any time you make a melee weapon attack with a two-handed weapon.
Okay.
But I can't use...
Oh. Are you using your axes?
I would have it in my hand, yeah.
Okay, you can't use Great Weapon Master with that. It's only for two-handed weapons.
But your weapon is in your hand.
It is.
You just have to drop
it. Do I have to worry about being grappled?
No, you can hit it.
Okay.
That's pretty good damage.
That's another 13 points of damage to it. 6 plus 5 plus 2.
Yeah, I know.
I missed the plus 2 on a couple of rolls earlier.
That's okay, you added the plus 10.
I know.
And I didn't catch that. I didn't even think about it.
I guess that's fair, huh? I didn't realize Great Weapon Master had to be.
It's got
to
be a great weapon.
Yeah.
It is a great weapon. It's an axe.
It's pretty great.
It's pretty great.
It's a hand axe.
It's a hand axe. It's a little axe. It's a beautiful hand axe.
But it's a puny beautiful axe.
Doesn't mean it's not great.
My plus 10 damage would say otherwise.
That one went. It goes to Grady. You're up.
Speed, the condition of the ground, the kitchen also. Okay. All right. I'm not in. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me. Turn on Dawnbringer.
Yep.
Okay.
Does that do anything to these creatures?
No.
Vibrant light? No. Okay. Just to check.
It's a good question, but no.
Demons are used to living in fiery hellscapes, correct?
Yeah, but this is like sunlight specific, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, yeah. But I'm wondering if...
Because it would mess with drow, wouldn't it?
It does do radiant damage, though.
Right.
It does.
I will not recklessly attack. I've learned my lesson.
Chicken shit.
Well, I mean... I will... Let's just... I got to get a baseline, so I'm just going to straight up attack it with Dawnbringer.
Okay.
Six-armed lady.
Yep, figured.
That's a 27.
That'll hit.
Yeah, kind of figured. I need a D10. Why am I picking up a D8?
I wondered who was doing that.
What, the belches? Oh, it's always Troy.
14 points of damage.
14?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that the radiant damage, as far as I know, the radiant damage isn't doing anything, is it?
She's not screaming in pain because of it, no.
Fair enough. I'll swing on her again. That's not as great. 19 to hit.
You see her swing down and parry.
Troy's the one that always sounds like a bullfrog croaking when he burps and doesn't open his mouth. Let's... If you look close, you can see his...
I'm trying to be mindful of the mic.
I'm actually
going to
take
help.
The mic.
Yeah, doesn't help at all.
I do enough.
I don't have a bonus action left, do I? Because I ignited.
No.
Okay.
Correct.
I was going to say bonus action, throw an axe at me.
I did think about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was going to come over and wake you up. How far away is Shorter from you?
You've still got one more attack, don't you?
30 feet.
Oh, no. You
no,
missed
I hit
on
her
the
twice.
Second.
Or, I mean, I swung at her twice.
Yep.
You said 30 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Disadvantage on an axe throw.
Can attack recklessly.
Yeah. I'm really...
It's not... I mean, because it... Would my AC come into play? No.
Yes.
It would. So then don't do it.
I would get advantage. It would nullify because you're on the ground.
You still got to roll a 23.
Yeah, I know. Shit. I'll go ahead and take my extra attack now.
What?
I want to chip away and see
Would Lester help?
I got to be able to touch him.
Oh.
What do you mean your extra attack?
I didn't mean...
Action surge?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Do I get... So I get two extra attacks. Do I get another bonus?
No.
Okay. I never remember. So I know what the threshold is now. I need... Yeah. I'm just going to do two more straight attacks.
Okay.
It's a 20, which should hit.
Yes. You're pretty sure that 19 would have hit.
Gotcha.
But she has an ability to parry.
That's another 10 damage. And actually, Lucas, move. Sorry, I'll add another. I want to get you out of melee combat with that thing. You can move 15 feet. Sorry, Jeff. And I'll add another 3 points of damage to that. Oh, easy, bud. Watch the mic cable. And I will swing one more time. That's enough to hit her. It's another D10 plus.
At least you're hitting this time.
You don't crit on 19s and 20s, do you?
No, I do not.
Different type of fighter.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
That's another better roll. Another 15 points of damage. Anything you can do, I can do better. Your six arms don't mean shit.
Yeah, but you only get that once.
I think you're going to have a harder time hitting me without advantage.
Lucas.
What do you want, bud?
We'll try it.
Yeah.
Wisdom saving throw from the snake lady. Did you get advantage on those?
Yes. That's on a corner.
She passed.
Yep.
It was either an 18 or a 2. It was literally standing straight up. Now it's a 14.
Pretty sure it was a 2. From where I was sitting.
That's 22.
Nothing happens.
So she's got a plus 6 to wisdom.
Nope.
You rolled a 14. What?
22.
Do the math, Lucas.
Oh.
Yeah. What's your problem? Plus eight. You do math.
Sorry.
Anything else?
In my head, it was 16. I don't know why.
Can only do that once a day.
Can't do anything because you don't have any bonus action spells.
You can move.
I can move.
You can dance if you want to.
I don't really want to move failed closer to her. Like this is a wall here, right?
Correct.
So my choice is to go past her.
Plus
or further that way.
Oh, there's more land over here?
Yep.
For some reason.
Clear land now because all the mushrooms are dead.
I keep seeing this and thinking we're on a cliff or some shit.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, actually.
Yeah, I thought we were constrained to this circle.
You do what you want. You don't have to move.
I'll stand.
Well, you should put yourself in a position where a Grady Sentinel will pop again when it runs at you for melee.
That means getting closer to him. It's already sitting next to him.
Right, so when it flies away from him towards you...
It still can.
Yeah, but if you're closer, then he gets an attack.
Does Sentinel only pop when it moves into range of somebody else?
A Sentinel pops when it's attacked by somebody who's adjacent to me.
Gotcha.
Because I'm protecting it.
So an op attack wouldn't stop its movement. Only Sentinel does.
An op attack will... No, its speed would become zero. I could save him one time if I hit it with the op attack.
Okay, then stay where you're at.
Yeah, that's what I figured. All right, let's go. Who's next?
The Armonites.
Is that the demon dudes?
The centaurs. They're going to tear into the shield guardian again.
That thing's dead.
Maybe not. On number one, hooves. That is 23 to hit. For 12 points of damage. Claws. Jeff, that's a 16 to hit.
No!
The tail.
For the rest of the audience, he's furiously doing math, so he had to lean back and scream no from well away from the mic.
The serrated tail, that is 18.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Oh. I made 17 hit earlier, so...
I'm rolling too many different dice to keep track. 20 points of damage. The second one. Hooves are a 27 for 12 points of damage. Claws are a 21 for... Nope, that's fours. 8 points of damage. And the last serrated tail... That is 19 to hit for 13 points of damage.
God damn.
Yeah, but that was significantly less than the last time.
I mean, yeah, no. I
critted last time.
His rolls before were a little hot, but that's still... You gotta be pushing one or two attacks to dropping that thing, I would guess.
Don't forget, you're adding back 10 HP every turn.
I almost wonder if that 10 HP at the last turn kept it alive at the end of this turn.
And Troy, you're up.
So you can just add 10 right on back.
I like the way you designed this fight too, Jeff. I like it a lot.
We'll start with the shield guardian this time.
Oh, did he kick the turtle?
Yeah.
By accident?
Sorry. That's not going to hit.
I've never been so happy that Schroeder has such a high AC.
It's not going to hit either.
Why are you trying to hit him?
The shield doesn't count if he's not
just touch
holding
him.
It.
No, he has to take damage.
He's unconscious. He doesn't have to roll. An incapacitated character doesn't have to hit the AC.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't. Because
yes,
one...
he does. He has advantage to hit it.
Because you just get dealt one instantaneous fail if somebody attacks you while you're
Hold
unconscious.
Hold on a second.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah. I was confused why you had to roll against me.
I'm pretty sure unconscious, they automatically hit.
No, because you still have to get through their armor.
Any attack that hits the creature... Oh, that hits the creature
yep.
first. Sorry. All right. Coup de grime.
23 is your AC? I didn't hit either.
All right.
At the mosquito. That's not good.
12?
No.
Your rolls are kind of fucking us a little bit there, Troy.
Go eat your own dick. I don't know.
Eat your own dick. I don't know.
I don't know how we put that on a t-shirt, but I like... Go eat your ellipses, own ellipses dick. Ellipses on the back, I don't know.
Where did that go?
Anything else?
Yeah.
I'll fucking speed it up.
No.
What page are...
conditions on?
Yeah.
292. 292 is the last page. They're after spells for someone. For whatever reason, I always think they're before spells. They're after spells.
Fuck. No, I don't want to do that. That's not going to do me any good. Okay, no, I'm good.
Then it goes to the Merilith. You should have been rolling with disadvantage.
Specifically because of the grapple effect for that creature?
The target is restrained.
I wondered. You didn't say that.
No, so. I didn't. And that's my fault.
I looked at it.
Yeah, because grapple doesn't do that.
Correct. That's why I was like, really? Okay, I'll take it.
But since she has you grappled, she automatically hits with her tail.
All right. I feel like I need to know what she's grappling me with.
The tail.
Oh.
So instead of beating you with the tail, she is now constricting.
I feel like that should be less damage.
Nope. Is that for 15 points of damage from the tail. Mm-hmm. And 6 sword attacks. That one's going to hit. What is this? 2d8. Wow, that's shitty. That's 6 points of damage.
Yeah, just hold on that.
Second one is a hit for 12 points of damage. Third one is a hit for 13 points of damage. Fourth one... Oh, sorry.
All right. The last one was 6 points of damage, 13, so 6.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I just have to cut in half and then subtract, and I'm like,
was
okay.
That the third?
You just rolled the fourth one.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So 14 points of damage.
Okay.
Fifth, that's an 18. Does that hit?
Yeah.
Okay. For 12 points of damage. And the last one is higher than an 18. It's 24.
Are you sure it's higher than an 18?
Yes.
Can we ask Lucas?
I'm just trying to do the math in my head, and it finally popped. 7 plus 4 is 11 points of damage on the last.
Not great. No, they're not great round. kind of annoyed.
Okay. That goes to Schroeder. You're still... He still didn't hit you. Okay.
Just roll the die for fun.
There is no die to roll.
Just pick a random one. Give him the twister die.
Grady, take your attack, because it's going to try and move.
Yep.
Now, since I'm restrained...
Disadvantage.
Correct.
And you did not roll...
Attack rolls against a creature have advantage, and the creature's attacks rolls have disadvantage. Now, it's annoying as I would have recklessly attacked had I known that I was restrained, but that's okay. We'll keep going. That'll hit him, though, so he doesn't get that far.
What was it?
I rolled an... Oh, wait.
No, he gets to the edge of his... He doesn't get the attack until he leaves the threatened range.
Sorry. I have to... I'm getting confused now.
Yeah, lots of numbers.
Yes, you do.
Attack rolls.
Just roll the damage. I don't really...
No.
I got to roll disadvantage.
Oh, sorry.
I picked up two dice, but I only tossed one.
Gotcha.
So I was like, wait a second. That doesn't hit. Sorry. My bad.
Okay. So he'll move up and attack Lucas.
Sorry, Lucas.
That's okay. I still got some first level slots for shield.
He comes at you with his needle-like proboscis. What is that? 12? 17 to hit.
I'll shield.
If you're going to shield, always shield.
What
on
is
the
your
first
AC?
Attack.
14.
Okay.
So it's plus 5.
Yep. That'll miss. He only gets one attack.
Because if you shield, it holds it for the whole round?
Yes. Till the start of your next turn.
Just shield on the first hit, not the first attack.
Well,
yeah.
Luca or Troy, one's coming at you.
I pull out bug spray.
Yep.
Neither one of them can hit for shit.
Well, I mean, technically, you've hit me twice. I just used shield twice.
That's true. Grady, you're up. If you want, you can try and break out.
Break out. How does she look?
Six arms, snake body.
Yeah.
Apparently very attractive.
No, she's wounded, but she is not very wounded.
Okay.
Moderately wounded.
Do I feel like I'm doing much in the way of damage to her?
Your damage is going through.
Okay, fair enough. Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. Tidal waves when it's your